愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
好，今天早上从出埃及记跟大家一起来学习啊，自由之路。
So this morning I would like to study from the book of Exodus, the topic of the path to freedom.
啊，我们一生什么是最重要？
What is the most important thing about life?
啊，可能大家答案都不一样。
We may all have different answers.
啊。那我们现在从出埃及记、啊、来看、啊、圣经的教导，然后我们再来回答这个问题。
So let's look what、it says in the book of Exodus, then we can come back to the stock question.
好，我们先来看出埃及记的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 3.
好，出埃及记第三章。
The book of Exodus chapter 3.
好，第三章的第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
第八节。
Verse 8. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel have come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
我们在读第七节一直到第十节，我们可以看到、三种人。
So we see three types of people in the book, in verses 7 through 10.
啊，第一个就是我的百姓。
First, they're my people.
啊，那第二个就是你，就是指的摩西。
Then there's you, meaning Moses.
啊，那第三个啊，就是第十节啊，你要去见法老。
The third person is recorded in verse 10. He needs to go see Pharaoh.
啊，目的是将我的百姓从埃及地领出来。
So that my people may be brought out from the Egyptians.
啊，所以啊，神告诉摩西。
So God tells Moses.
啊，他要摩西把神的百姓从法老的手里救出来。
To rescue God's people from the hands of the Egyptian Pharaoh.
啊、有时候我们想，我不是犹太人，我为什么要读旧约圣经
？Sometimes we may think we're not a Jew, so why do we have to read the Old Testament？
呀、哦，因为旧约圣经在描写犹太人的历史。
The Old Testament, after all, records the history of the Jews.
啊、但是啊、圣经里面讲这个神的选民啊，在旧约是指着肉体的犹太人。
So in the Old Testament, when it says my chosen people, it refers to the Jews specifically.、
到了新约时代，就是主耶稣 出生以后，神的选民呢，就指着世界上蒙神拣选的这所有的人。
After the birth of Jesus, however, the chosen people refer to all who have been selected for salvation by God.、
加拉太书里面讲、不分犹太人，不分希腊人。
In the book of Galatians, it says neither Greek nor Jew.
就是不分种族。
In other words, the ethnicity no longer matters.
不分文化。
No, culture doesn't matter.
那不分自主为奴的，不分你的社会阶级地位。
Your social status no longer matters.
那不分性别，不分男女。
Your gender, whether you're male or female, no longer matters.
主耶稣都要拯救他们。
God will rescue everyone.
所以新约时代，神的选民就是我们每一位。
So in the New Testament times, we are all the chosen people.
那这里的法老代表什么？
Who does the Pharaoh represent here?
法老就是埃及的王。
Well, Pharaoh is the king of Egypt.
那埃及代表什么？
What does Egypt represent?
埃及就是代表这个世界。
Egypt represents this world.
那世界的王是什么？
Who is the king of this world?
世界的王、就是那看不见在空中掌权的那个灵。
Now the king of this world is the spiritual authority.、
哦、那那个灵就是魔鬼。
But this spirit is Satan.、
哦、包括你住在美国。
Even when we live here in the U.S.、
哦、一个非常自由的地方。
A land of freedom.
它也是世界的一部分、哦、也是魔鬼作王的地方。
It is still part of this world and under the authority of Satan.、
哦、那住在埃及有什么不好呢？
So what's wrong with living in Egypt?、
哦、我们住在这个世界、啊、有什么不好呢？
What's wrong with living in this world?、
啊、我们现在、啊、回头过来看、啊、我们刚刚读的第三章。
Let's look back to chapter 3.、
啊、第七节。
Verse 7.、
啊、我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了。这里讲、啊、神看见他的百姓受苦。
Here it says God, that God has seen the oppression of his people.、
啊、然后接下去、啊、他们所发的哀声我也听见了。
And he has heard the cry from, of their taskmasters.、
啊、那接下去我知道他们的痛苦。
Or I know their sorrows.、
啊、神看不见。
We can't see God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
但是神无所不在。
But God is omnipresent.、
啊、每个地方都有神。
God is everywhere.、
哦、那神无所不知。
And God is omnipotent.
就说我们活在这个世界上，我们觉得、啊、我好孤单啊，我心里的痛苦没有人知道。
Sometimes we may live and we feel like we are very lonely and no one understands us.、
哦啊、没有人知道，这可能是事实。
And that may be true. No one, no human may know what you're feeling.、
哦、但是有一个人，有一个知道，就是天上的神。
But there is one who does know, and that is the heavenly God.、
哦、所以圣经里面讲，我们在神面前是赤露敞开的。
So the Bible tells us that we are、哦、naked before God.
我们心里的感受
，whatever we feel inside，、
哦、我们的孤单
，whatever loneliness，
我们的痛苦
，whatever pain，、
哦、我们所遇到的困难
，whatever difficulties，、
哦、神都知道
，God knows、
哦、因为。他是无所不知的神。
Because he is omniscient.、
啊、那有时候我们告诉人。
Now, sometimes we tell people.、
啊、我很痛苦，我很孤单。
I am suffering, I'm really lonely.、
啊、有的人没有经历过这样的痛苦，他听不懂。
But if you speak this to someone who's never experienced it,、啊、they might not understand.
那有的经历过这样的痛苦，他听得懂，但是我能做什么？
Now someone who's had a similar experience、啊、may understand, but what can they do?、
啊、所以人能够给别人的帮助很有限。
So we are really limited in how we can help others.、
哦、但是当我们认识了神以后
But once we come to know God,、
哦、圣经讲这个神就是我们天上的父亲。
Well, the Bible tells us that our God、哦、is our Heavenly Father.
我们地上的父亲是人。
Now, our Father on earth is human.
他非常爱我们。
He loves us.
他完全投入在栽培我们长大。
He will dedicate himself to、哦、raising us.
但是他是人。
But he is human.、哦、
他是有限的。
He is limited.
啊、我们天上的父亲是神
Our heavenly father is God
他也爱我们
He also loves us
但是他是无限的
But he is limitless、
哦、他的爱是无限的
His love is limitless
他的智慧是无限的
His knowledge and wisdom is limitless
他的能力是无限的
His ability is limitless
所以当一个人在很痛苦很孤单生活很挣扎的时候、啊、如果这样来转向神哇那是蒙福的开始
So as we struggle through life, if we turn to God, that is the beginning of our blessing.、
啊、所以以色列百姓在痛苦的时候、啊、他向神哀求。
The Israelites complained to God when they were suffering.
我们可以看第二章的、23节。
We can see this in chapter 2, verse 23.、
啊、
chapter 2, verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died.Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
这里讲以色列就做苦工、叹息、哀求，说他哀声达到神的面前。
So here it says that Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and the cry came up to God.
我们很多人都做过父母。
We've all been parents.
小孩子如果生病，谁最痛苦？
Who suffers the most when our child is sick?
当然小孩子很痛苦。
Of course the child suffers.
但是父母是睡不着的。
But parents can't sleep.
哦，那个苦就砸在父母的心里面。
Because the parents also suffer.
哦，所以小孩子睡不着，父母也睡不着。
So if a child can't sleep, a parent can't sleep.
那神的百姓哀声达到神面前。
So when the cries of the Israel reach God,
那他爱世界上人这么深，那怎么办呢？
Well, he loves these people deeply, so what is he to do?
所以第三章的第八节。
That's why in chapter 3, verse 8, it says, 我
下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
Says, I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
神要从天上下来要救我们。
God will come from the heavens down to save us.
这个就是人类希望的开始。
And that is the beginning of hope for humankind.
所以人在这个世界上如果没有找到神，有时候人在极端痛苦的时候就想死。
So if we don't find God in this world, sometimes when we suffer greatly, we might seek death.
所以想死的人有时候是因为很痛苦。
So people who seek death are suffering.
那想到死，痛苦就结束了。
And they think that death will bring the end to their suffering.
但是还有一个更好的方法。
But there is a better way.
如果我们懂得向神呼求。
If we know how to cry to God.
那我们就不需要死。
Then we don't have to die.
而且能够得到神很丰盛的恩典。
And still receive his grace.
所以常常人信仰的开始不是生活很舒服的时候。
So the beginning of our faith usually isn't during a time of comfort.
信仰的开始常常是生活很困难的时候。
The beginning of faith usually comes during suffering.
因为那个时候人会从心里呼叫天上的神。
Because that is when we cry from the depths of our heart towards God.
那神爱我们，他一定会回应。
God loves us, so he will respond.
那神的回应是什么？
And how does God respond?
我们现在回来看第三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 3.
我刚刚读的第八节，我下来要救你们脱离埃及人手，然后领到那流奶与蜜，宽阔之地。
And to bring them up to a land flowing with milk and honey.
那这里我们就看到有两块地。
So we see there are two pieces of land here.
第一块就是他们所住的埃及地，受苦的地方。做奴隶的地方。
There is the land of Egypt, the place where they are suffering as slaves.
那第二块地，就是，美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
The second piece of land is the good and large land, the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以，这个叫做美好的一块地。
This is the good land.
是流奶与蜜之地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
奶是什么？
What is milk?
奶是甜蜜的。
Milk is sweet.
那蜜是甜蜜的。
Honey is sweet.
那奶是什么？
Then what is nut?
如果看小孩子，吃奶吃的很多，长得胖胖，生命很丰盛。
So we see how infants drink a lot of milk and they grow and healthy.
那有时候你看非洲的小孩子，皮包骨真的很可怜。
But then you see
没有东西吃。
The kids in Africa and they are skin and bones because they have nothing to eat.
所以这个流奶代表那是丰盛的地方。
So milk represents bounty.
丰盛又甜美，这一块地当然是好的。
So this place is sweet and full of bounty. This is a good land.
要从做奴隶的地方，要把它搬到，甜美丰盛的地方。
So they will be taken out of the land of slavery to a land full of sweetness and bounty.
我们大家很多都是移民。
Most of us are immigrants.
为什么我会来到美国？
Why did we move to the U.S.?
大部分原因因为这里比我们的故乡好。
Most likely because it's better here.
但是美国真的是天国吗？
But is the U.S. heaven?
当然不是。
Of course not.
很多的问题。
There are many problems here.
世界上没有天国的。
There is no heaven on earth.
天国只有一个地方。
There, heaven is one place.
就是神作王的地方。
It is the place where God is king.
那个地方就是天国。
Then that is heaven.
神作王的地方。
Wherever God is king,
是丰盛的。
Is full of bounty.
因为神是丰盛。
Because God is bounty.
神作王的地方是甜美的。
And wherever God is king, it is sweet.
充满着平安跟喜乐。
It will be full of peace and joy.
那神作王的地方在哪里？
So where is this place where God is king?
我们现在来看，马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章的十七节。
Or verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这个地方讲，主耶稣传起道来。
Here it says that Jesus began to preach.
他第一个讯息，天国近了。
So the first message of Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，那天国是什么？
What is heaven?
啊，到了路加福音，啊，就在讲神的国，但不是讲天国。
In the book of Luke, it talks about God's kingdom. That's not heaven.
所以天国其实就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is God's kingdom.
啊，那人问主耶稣啊，你的国在哪里？
So when people ask Jesus, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
He says that God's kingdom is in your heart.
啊，所以我们常常引用马太福音啊，讲啊，不要忧虑日用的饮食。
So sometimes we use what's recorded in Matthew saying, do not worry about what will you eat and drink.
啊，你要先求神的国跟神的义。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
那你生活的需要都会给你。
And all these things will be added unto you.
当我们在引用这一节圣经节的时候，我们强调的是日用的饮食。
And when we speak of this verse, we often emphasize our daily needs.
所以我们常常观念就是为着让日用的饮食神给我们，所以我们要追求神的国、神的义。
That we say that we need to seek God's kingdom as righteousness because of our daily needs.
但是其实圣经讲是倒过来。
But the Bible flops switches those around.
最重要要追求神的国跟神的义。
What matters more is that we seek God's kingdom.
因为这是一块牛奶与蜜之地。
Because it is the land flowing with milk and honey.
那这块地就在我们心里。
And this land is in our heart.
那如果有神在我们心里做王，
If we have God as our king in our hearts,
你生活的需要神就给你了。
God will provide for our daily needs.
所以我们今天为什么要从世界魔鬼做王的世界来追求神的国？
So why are we dwelling in the land controlled by Satan and seeking God's kingdom?
因为世界的王他借着罪在管辖我们控制我们。
Because the king of this world tries to use sin to control us.
我们如果看现在这个世界，看起来好像很自由。
So we may think that this world is very free.
但是你看哦，美国每年用在 drug 上面死的人有多少？几万人。
But look at how many people die from drug overdoses in the U.S. every year.
那美国在每一年里面死于枪的暴力的有多少？几万人。
And look how tens of thousands of people die from guns violence every year.
那我们再看，在美国里面睡不着觉要用吃安定剂、要安眠药的好多人。
And there's so many people who suffer from insomnia and need to take drugs.
在美国里面有多少人醉酒？
And see how many people are alcoholics.
这个都是罪啊，魔鬼借着罪在控制人。
These are all ways that Satan uses sin to control humans.
所以外表很自由。
So on the surface, it looks very free.
其实问题很多。
But then there are actually lots of problems.
那人有能力解决这个问题吗？
Do we have the capability to solve these problems?
圣经说罪是一种权势，它是一种力量。
So the Bible tells us that sin is an authority. It has power.
我们自己没有办法解决这个问题。
We cannot solve this problem.
好像以色列百姓在埃及地，他没有办法离开埃及，因为法老太强。
It is as with the Israelites when they are in Egypt. The Pharaoh is too strong. There's nothing they can do about it.
所以神就告诉摩西，我要差你去。
And that is why God tells Moses, I am sending you.
那你要把他们带出来。
You need to bring them out.
现在摩西是谁？
Who is Moses?
摩西早就死了。
Moses died long ago.
那摩西到底是什么？
So what is Moses?
我们现在来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
第二节。
2. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
第三节。
3. All ate the same spiritual food. 4.
第四节。
4. And all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
这个第一节到第四节就是对旧约的历史，以色列民的历史做一个属灵的解释。
So verse 1 through 4 is a spiritual explanation of what happened in the Old Testament.
啊，那我们一看到属灵的解释，就发现这个历史原来是跟我们有关系的。
And when we understand this spiritual explanation, then we realize this history is actually about us.
啊，以色列百姓走过啊红海，跨过红海。
The Israelites walked through the Red Sea.
啊，那个水分作两边了。
The water split in half.
啊，他们从水中走过去。
And they walked between the waters.
啊，那走过了红海之后，他就脱离了埃及。
So once they passed the Red Sea, they escaped the Egyptians.
法老王就没有办法再控制他们。
Pharaoh no longer had any control over them.
啊，那虽然法老王后来派军队要把他们都灭掉。
Now Pharaoh did try to send troops to annihilate them.
啊，但是进到海里，全部都被水淹掉了。
But they all drowned in the sea.
啊，所以以色列民就完全从法老、从埃及得到自由。
So the Israelites became completely free from the Egyptians.
哦，那这个代表什么？
What does that represent?
哦，所以第二节就解释了。
Verse 2 explains.
在云里海里受洗归的摩西。
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这个就代表洗礼。
This represents baptism.
啊，我们进到水里面洗礼之前。
So before we enter the water for baptism.
我们是属世界的。
We belong to this world.
我们是属世界的王。魔鬼所控制的。
We belong to the king, the Satan, the ruler here.
但是当我们进到水里面接受洗礼，
But once we receive water baptism,
我们的罪得赦免，
and our sins are washed away,
我们就属神了。
We belong to God.
我们就从魔鬼得到自由。
We become free from Satan.
哦，我们就不属这个世界。
We no longer are part of this world.
啊，所以从水里经过代表洗礼。
So when we pass through the water, that represents baptism.
那归了摩西。
And then we become one with Moses.
摩西代表什么？
Who does Moses represent?
摩西就代表主耶稣。
Moses represents Jesus Christ.
所以不管我们在教会里面慕道多久。
So it doesn't matter how long we have been seeking the truth in this church.
我们还不是真的属于主耶稣。
We still do not belong to Jesus Christ.
我们还是属于埃及。属于这个世界。
We still belong to Egypt. We belong to this world.
那跨过了红海，受了洗礼，就归属摩西，就是归属主耶稣。
So once we are baptized and pass through the water, then we belong to Moses and Jesus Christ.
我们就完全得到自由。
We become completely free.
因为我们是属神的。
Because then we belong to God.
魔鬼就没有办法再来控制我们。
Satan can no longer control us.
这个叫做真正的自由。
That is true freedom.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音第七章。
Turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
第八章。
Chapter 8, rather.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
32节。
Verse 32. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这个地方主耶稣说，你们要得晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
So here Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
如果主耶稣今天在这里讲道，
Let's say Jesus Christ was speaking the sermon today.
真理要让你得自由。
And the truth will set you free.
如果我们完全没有听过主耶稣讲的道。
Now, if we have never heard of a sermon from Jesus Christ,
第一个问号就是我活在美国呢，你怎么讲什么得到自由？
We may ask this question of, well, we live in the U.S. What do you mean by setting us free?
那当时的文士法利赛人就是这样回应，我没有做过奴隶啊，你为什么讲得自由？
The Pharisees and the Sadducees at that time asked that same question. What do you mean the truth will set us free?
所以主耶稣在进一步解释。
So Jesus continued to answer.
我们看三十四节。
Verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." 35.
35.
And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever.
这个地方讲啊，否有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
Here it says, "Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin."
罪是什么
？What is sin?
圣经里面讲，不义就是罪。
The Bible tells us that anything that's unrighteous is sin.
那怎么判定我们义跟不义？
So how do we judge whether something is righteous or not?
不是国家的法律。
It is not dependent on a country's law.
是神的诫命。
But rather God's commandments.
啊，一个最简单就是十条诫命。
And simply it could be the Ten Commandments.
啊，十条诫命，我们每一条一从第一条念到第十条。
When we read the first to Ten Commandments,
第一条到第四条是爱神。
The first one, Commandment 1 through 4 is about loving God.
从第五条到第十条是爱人。
Commandment 5 through 10 is about loving man.
慢慢念，然后一直在想我们自己。
So as we read it and think about ourselves,
从第一条念到第十条有哪一个义人？
Then we can read in Commandment 1 through 10, are any of us righteous?
有哪一条我们没有犯？
Have we not committed? Which ones have we not committed?
每一条我们都犯。
We've committed every single one.
所以我们今天的问题不是我遵守神的诫命，所以 我生命很多问题。
So right now we can't say that, oh, we follow every one of God's commandments, but yet we experience problems.
今天我们的问题是因为我们没有照神的话来生活。
We have problems because we do not live according to God's commandments.
如果没有照神的话来生活，这个就是不义，就是罪。
So if we do not live according to his commandments, then we are unrighteous.
所以约翰一书里面在讲啊，如果我说我没有罪。
So Bible tells us that if we say that we are without sin.
我们现在看有三个结果。
Then there are three possible outcomes.
我们约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1 verse 8. Verse 8.If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第十节。
10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
如果读这三节，你看，如果我说没有罪，第一个，我是自己欺骗自己。
So in,this passage begins by saying that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
因为实际上在神面前我们是有罪的。
Because before God, we all have sinned.
那如果我说我没有罪。
If we can say that we have no sins.
第十节，神就说谎了。
Then 10, then we make God a liar.
神会说谎吗？
Does God lie?
如果神说谎，他就不是神了。
If God lies, then he is not God.
如果我说没有罪。
But if we say we have no sin,
真理就不在我心里。
Then the truth is not in us.
所以可见了，罪有罪没有罪，这个最重要就是真理。
So whether or not we have sin has to do with whether we have the truth in us or not.
真理是什么？
What is the truth?
真理就是神的话。
The truth is God's word.
真理就是主耶稣本身。
The truth is Jesus Christ himself.
所以主耶稣的话，主耶稣如果进到我们里面，罪就出来。
So if the word of God enters our heart, then sin will come out.
那怎么办?
Then what are we to do?
如果罪是一种权势怎么办?
If sin is an authority, then what are we to do about it?
我们现在回来看约翰一书。
Let's look back to 1 John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
这个地方讲耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
所以今天主耶稣对罪有一个最有功效的答案。
So we have this most effective solution to the problem of sin.
马太福音里面讲主耶稣要出生以前天使告诉约瑟。
So in the book of Matthew, it says,Prior to Jesus' birth, this angel told Joseph,
你要生一个儿子。
That a son will be born.
你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
You are to give him the name Jesus.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He will rescue mankind out from sin.
主耶稣的一生只有一个目标。
Jesus' life only had one purpose.
把人从罪里面救出来。
To rescue humankind from sin.
所以出埃及记里面讲摩西带领以色列百姓跨过红海。
The book of Exodus tells the story of how Moses guides the people out of across the Red Sea.
今天就是指着主耶稣带领我们脱离这个世界。
And that represents how Jesus Christ will guide us away from this world.
用他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
And he will use his own blood to cleanse us from sin.
哦，那使我们能够啊进到牛奶与蜜之地。
So that we can enter the land flowing with milk and honey.
哦，如果神的国在我们内心实现。
So if the kingdom of God resides in our heart.
有时候我们常常想啊，神的国就是我死了以后上天国，这是没有错的。
Usually we will think, well, the kingdom of God is where we will go when we die. That's not wrong.
但是还没有上天国以前，如果神的国完全在我内心实现。
But even before that, if the kingdom of God exists in our heart.
第一个，我们有完全的平安。
Then we will have absolute peace.
这个叫做风雨中的平安。
This is the peace amongst the wind and the storm.
不是环境没有改变。
It's not a matter of our environment.
不管怎么改变。掌管明天的是我的父亲主耶稣。
Because we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that holds tomorrow.
哦，船不会沉下去的。
The boat will not sink.
我不会死的。
I will not die.
因为主耶稣掌管明天。
Because Jesus Christ holds tomorrow.
如果主耶稣的国在我内心实现。
If the kingdom of God is in our heart.
我完全被神充满。
Then we will be completely filled with him.
有哪一个人生比那个更满足的呢？
Is there anything else that could be more satisfying?
神充满他的内心。
If Jesus Christ fills our heart,
那是完全的喜乐。
Then that is absolute joy.
如果神在我里面充满。
If Jesus Christ fills our heart,
充满着能力。
And gives us power,
罪就没有办法控制我。
Then sin can have no, has no control over us.
如果神在我里面充满。
If Jesus Christ fills our heart,
神里面没有死亡。
Then there is no death in Christ.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
死就是黑暗。
And death is darkness.
所以人生充满着盼望。
Then our life will be filled with hope.
死了就是到神的国享受安息。
When we die, we will go to God's home and enter rest.
那是好的无比的。
That is good beyond comparison.
所以如果我们能够脱离埃及。
So if we can get ourselves out of Egypt.
跨过红海。
Cross the Red Sea,
我们就往那一块牛奶与蜜之地前进。
Then we can walk towards the land flowing with milk and honey.
我们的人生就要享受在地如天的滋味。
Then our lives will be like experiencing heaven on earth.
所以为什么信仰要追求？
So why do we have to pursue our faith?
因为那个好不是死了以后才是好的。
Because we don't have to wait till the day we die to experience goodness.
你在活的时候就很好了。
We can experience goodness while living.
为什么？
Why?
神的国在我内心实现。
Because God's kingdom can be in our hearts.
但是
However,
以色列百姓要出埃及不简单。
It was no easy task for the Israelites to leave Egypt.
所以一个人要信耶稣不简单。
So it's not easy for us to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
因此摩西需要用神的杖让法老顺服。
Moses needed the staff of God to make Pharaoh obey.
所以一个人要出埃及需要有神的能力跟权柄他才能够出埃及。
So a person needs God's authority and power to be able to leave Egypt.
好，那我们现在来看第八章，出埃及记的第八章。
Exodus chapter 8.
出埃及记的第八章。
Exodus chapter 8.
第八章的25节。
Exodus chapter 8, verse 25. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Go sacrifice to your God in the land.
然后我们再看27节。
Verse 27. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us.
我们就看到法老说在这里拜你的神。
So Moses, so Pharaoh told Moses, you can worship your God here.
你不需要改变，你就在这里拜。
You don't have to make any changes. You can worship him right here.
但是摩西讲 ，No, 我们要到旷野，要走3天的路程。
But Moses responds, saying, No, we have to go 3 days' journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to our God.
这就是魔鬼的诡计你可以拜，在这里拜。
This is was part of Satan's evil scheme. Oh, you don't have to go anywhere. You could just worship right here.
所以有的人信耶稣，他要拜神，但是他不愿意改变。
So some people want to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, but he refuses to change.
我的文化、我的想法、我的个性、我的理想，我都不要改变，这样来拜神。
I want to worship God, but I don't want to change my culture, my lifestyle, or any of the way I think.
我们过去的想法、生活观念可能都是属世界的。
But the way we used to live our life, the way we used to think, that belonged to the world.
那世界的文化是以埃及啊，是以法老为中心的。
But the, and this world's culture is belongs to the Pharaoh, belongs to Satan.
文化的背后常常是有灵的力量。
And remember, behind culture.Is often spiritual power.
所以一个人如果没有改变，他没有办法拜神的。
So if a person does not change, it is impossible for them to worship God.
那离开山走了三天到旷野。
But instead, they need to walk a three-day journey into the wilderness.
所以一个人如果要跟神越来越亲近，他必须进入旷野，离开埃及。
So a person who wants to draw near to God needs to leave.Leave Egypt and enter the wilderness.
当一个人愿意改变，他就会感觉到神离开越来越近。
And a person who is willing to change will find that God is actually quite close.
所以走三天的路程。
And it takes a three-day journey.
那我们再看第八章的二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 28.
出埃及记第八章的二十八节。
Exodus chapter 8, verse 28. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go.That you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me.
这个地方讲哈，你可以去拜神，但是不要走得很远。
So Pharaoh said, you can go, but you can't go very far away.
为什么？
Why?
因为你走得很远，法老就控制不住了。
Because the further away you are, the less control I have over you.
所以你可以信耶稣。
So you can believe in Jesus Christ.
但是不要离开世俗的文化太远。
But don't depart too far away from the ways of this world.
这样的信仰还是有问题啊。
So there's still a problem with this type of faith.
那我们再看出埃及记第十章十一节。
Let's continue with Exodus chapter 10, verse 11. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desired.And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence.
这个地方讲不可以都去。
They said, go.
然后你壮年人去侍奉神吧。
Go now, you who are men. Go serve the Lord.
也就是说不要全部去一部分去就好了。
In other words, not all of you go now. Some of you can go.
这个也不是神所要的。
That is still not what God wants.
神希望全家都出埃及。
God wants the entire household to leave Egypt.
连小孩子都要出埃及。
Even the children.
因为在那里做奴隶有什么希望呢？
Because there is no hope being a slave in Egypt.
只有出埃及才有进迦南的希望。
They can only have hope to enter Canaan if they first leave Egypt.
那迦南很好，但是你如果不出埃及，你怎么进迦南？
And there's no way that they can enter Canaan if they don't first leave Egypt.
所以每一个人，我们家里每一个人都要出埃及。
So each and everyone in the household must first depart from Egypt.
好，我们再看第十章。
Let's continue with chapter 10.
第十章的二十四节。
Verse 24. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, Go, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you.
到了二十四节讲你们可以都去但是牛羊要留下来。
So then at this point,You can all go, but just keep your flocks and your herds.
那这个有什么问题？
So what's the problem with that?
因为人的钱在哪里，人心就在哪里。
Well, where our money is where our heart is.
所以出埃及，要牛羊全部要带出来。
So they needed to bring all their herds and flocks with them when they leave Egypt.
那些金银牛羊带出来做什么？
And why do they need their herds and their flocks?
那些牛羊可以献祭用。
Well, these livestock can be used for sacrifice.
那些金银可以用来建造会幕用的。
And the money can be used for building their tabernacle.
所以我们受洗以后，我们的金银、我们的才能，全部都是为着神。
So once we come to believe, everything that we possess can be used to serve the Lord.
如果我们的财富还是为着世界，我们没有办法完全出埃及。
We cannot really fully leave Egypt if we leave some of our belongings there.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十章。
Oh, chapter 10.
第四节，我们刚刚读过。
Verse 4, we just read this.
第三节 并且吃了一样零食，第四节。
3:4。
喝了一样灵水，是出于那随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。啊，出了埃及以后，我们就看这里有灵食、灵水、灵磐石。
So once we leave Egypt, then we can partake in the spiritual drink and the spiritual rock and the spiritual food.
啊，磐石就是什么？基督。
And what is the spiritual rock? That is Jesus Christ.
信仰的根基就是主耶稣。
The foundation of our faith is Jesus Christ.
那我们喝的这个灵水是什么？
And what is the spiritual drink that we drink?
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这个前面讲到灵食，我们吃的是什么？
And what is spiritual food?
主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Well, Jesus Christ said, I am the food of bread of life.
啊，也神的话，主耶稣本身。
I am the Word. I am Jesus. I'm the Lord.It's himself.
哦，所以当我们一直的亲近神，
So when we draw near to God,
啊，被圣灵充满，
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们这个人就会健壮，
We will grow stronger.
啊，所以我们，啊，回到刚刚开始的一个问题，
So let's go back to our original question.
我们一生最重要的是什么？
So what is the most important thing in our life?
啊，如果从出埃及看着，
If we look from the book of Exodus,
最重要就是要出埃及。
Leaving Egypt is what's most important.
新约时代就是要受洗。
And in the New Testament, receiving baptism.
归到主耶稣的名下。
So that we can enter into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的带领之下，我们就可以进到流奶与蜜之地。
And we, under the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter the land flowing with milk and honey.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.